bro, this guy hated. Here's how much of a backwoods villager he was. I think I talked about this on the show. So Eldis, my roommate, you haven't met. I don't know if you met him, Tim. No. He's Albanian, and to a certain subset of dumb Greek villagers, Albanians are like to be spit upon. Okay. You know what I mean? They're like treated the way like
Turks are.
Yeah, no, because they're like because they're lower than us.
Gotcha.
Turks, we hate because of the Ottoman Empire.
Right. They
cucked
shit.
Us.
Gotcha.
But Albanians are like. Like it's how like
they're rat people.
Yes,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah. You know, undocumented workers and shit like that.
Right,
they would
sure.
treat them like second class citizens.
It's how in Long Island we view women, minorities,
yes, exactly,
people that don't own homes, right. people that don't have SUVs,
yes,
even.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. Right. This guy made Eldis. We've grown up together. We've been friends since preschool. Me, my friend Pete, and my friend Eldis, and. Pete's dad, the villager, he made Eldis wait outside. He wouldn't let him in his home. So he wouldn't let an Albanian child in his home.
That's
and we
so
had to play
great.
Outside in the yard. But the guy was inside watching Eldis.
Dude, but that's what I respect about
in.
Greek people. They commit hard.
Oh, yeah.
Hard. Yes. Like, I don't think there's any deathbed.
That's so
retraction.
He wouldn't
right?
let Albanian in his home.
Yeah, that's good for him.
But then Eldis was like,
for him.
I'm keep being friends with this guy.
Yeah.
Eldis was like, this guy's different. He's going to change the whole thing.
I mean, obviously, we were sad about it. We were like, dude, sorry. Like, you can come to my house. Like, my parents are very progressive.
It's always interesting, those friendships that are formed, like, I used to work in Long Island with this guy who was, like, this disgusting racist. And he would, like, say to me, he'd be like, he was this guy who talked like this, Italian guy. He'd go, my daughter comes to the house with a couple of black kids. My wife looks at me. I'm like, what are we going to fucking do? I'm just horrified. I'm like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? I'm like, genuine. By the way, 2007, like he said, I was horrified in the office. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I thought I didn't hear part of the story. I'm like, oh, was it a rape? Like, what do you mean? Yeah, what are you going to do? He's like, what are we going to do? Yeah. And I said to my wife, and my wife sat my daughters down. And she was like, if you ever do that again, we throw you out in the street. I'm like, oh, so you'd make your kids homeless if they bring home black, like I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, good.
But this is a guy.
You know,
this is a guy.
No
in fairness,
people,
who
this
when
is the homeless shelter,
right? Yeah. When my boss walked in one day with a yellow tie, this guy looked at my boss and went, "You look like a piece of mustard." So he also could have been slightly retarded.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Was.
Like
a piece
yeah.
of mustard.
Yeah. You look like a piece of mustard.
I got some mustard on here on the stomach, boy. On top of my car, got a little mustard.
Pierre's causing issues outside of the convention center. We got a big weekend. We can't handle this shit.
Like a crawdad, baby.
Yeah, that guy could. I mean, that's the other thing. Being stupid as shit and white.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of the most racist people are just like probably retarded people.
And not only
just
that,
like
because they've been able, and especially in Long Island, they have jobs. Like they have
right.
money. Like their ignorance has been rewarded
right.
with. They've been able to like do okay,
right.
So they're like, "Why challenge this mindset?" Mm-hmm. That you know, but it's like when you like meet somebody who's like that cartoonishly racist, you're almost your first instinct's to laugh.
Right,
you're like, this is a joke, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are we
what
gonna
are we
do?
Gonna do?
There were black kids in the driveway. I was like, what? I'm like, wait a minute. What are you like? When I grew up, I had black friends and Spanish friends. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, it was bad, man.
What are we gonna do? Is the best.
What are we gonna do?
This emergency you fucking caused on our
And he's
home.
Like, my wife sat it down, and she told him, "You'll be out of this house." If you do this again, I'm like, do this again? Bring kids to the driveway?
It's
this
weird.
Is crazy.
I can't recall ever meeting somebody that's just, because it's always been couched with like, I'm not racist. I just
right.
think the races are separate,
Greek
separate,
people.
And they should be genocided. You know? It's
just, yeah.
It's never like, they're worse than us.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like,
it's worse than us. I'm not apologizing for it. I don't, other than online, I guess.
Right. Well, Greek people, like, I think I've already talked about this fucking piece of shit, Charalambos, Charalambopoulos.
What the hell is that? Was it a restaurant?
Just a fucking...
No, it was a stroke.
Piece of shit guy. I mean, just a
That's
horrible
the Greek
racist.
Pierre Saint-Pierre.
Yeah.
One for every...
Harambe, Babopoulos.
Yeah. I think I've already talked about him.
Constantine.
His biggest... One of the biggest quotes I remember this guy saying, and it was like...
What was he? A speaker?
He's Greek. Yeah.
This just Greek guy?
This Greek guy. He was my friend's...
Oh, okay.
My friend's dad.
I thought he had a platform.
No. He's a fucking plumber.
Okay.
He's a fucking shitty... He's a failing plumber
in Greek
town.
Athens Plumbing?
Yeah. I think I told this story where this kid George's birthday, his dad was like giving advice, and he was like, "Listen to me, boys. The two worst things a man can be is a gambler and a faggot."
What's the part where he's wrong? Hold on, Stavros. Where does he stop making sense? Because I got to be honest, I've gambled and sucked some dick, and there's got to be a better road. Yeah. You know?
Well, this is the kind of guy, he loved basketball, and his sons were horrible at basketball, and it was like, how can you even claim that black people are inferior when you watch basketball? It's like,
well, yeah, these people aren't big on logic.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, you know? He was just such a piece of shit. And one of the most racist people I've ever met.
To be fair, I mean, at least he puts them above faggots and gamblers.
He does have a hierarchy.
I mean, you're making this guy out to sound pretty bad.
I love that. By the way, that's because you know somehow he got fucked over gambling and someone like grabbed his dick. Yeah. It's so weird, those two groups of people. You know, he's like, there are two things in life you should never be. Yeah. A faggot and a short order cook. Be a chef. Don't work at the diner. It's like, wait a minute, what are you? What personal
that
thing?
Way they cannot talk down to you, the chef. They say, "Bobby,
where are my eggs? Fuck you! That's where your eggs are. How about that?"
Yeah, dude, he was a fucking just a piece of dog shit. But these fucking horrible immigrants. Like, nothing goes well for them.
Yeah,
they come to a new country. It's bad.
Yeah.
So all they take it out on is their fucking wives and just say, you know,
as it should be.
Race, just say Mexicans.
Why
are
you get married? That and the tax benefit.
Yeah.